My name is Revi Trioso Husodo from Institute for Global Justice. Today we have a lot of difficulty by the police around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. When we order some bamboos for our flags for tomorrow, the police come to us that they think that we are disturbing the people around this building. And then after that, they went upstairs to the fourth floor. This is the fourth floor, the small and tiny office. They asked for our passport and our IDs. They want to know where we come from and what we doing here. But we feel that that's like pressure, yeah? We feel insecure. So maybe tonight, this morning or tomorrow, they might come again, and then that make us feel insecure. It can be related to the MC6 WTO, which will be held at 13 till 18 of December. I think there is very, very clear that since Victoria Park is the place that every Sunday thousand and thousand Indonesian migrant workers have a lot of activities. Also, Indonesian migrant workers is the most unfairly treated. Also, Indonesian migrant workers is the most organized oppressed people in Hong Kong. So they think, in my opinion, that Indonesian, especially the migrant workers, is the most likely will make a riot or the most affected, and we are the most likely will make any big protest or maybe destructive protest or something like that. We using art as tool to stop WTO. For example, this one is effigy that it represent the WTO. We call it WTO Saurus. It's like 5 meters long, and the tentacle is represent the hand of WTO. We believe that in this WTO ministerial conference, we have to stop it because the destruction that they make is already everywhere, all over the world. Also, we believe that using art and cultural movement is much more effective than using any other method, something like that. The consulate already know that we are going to have the rally, right? So the consulate call all of employer not to let the migrant workers take holiday at Sunday, like 4th, 11th, and 18th Sunday. Usually they get together in the Victoria Park. So they have to change the 3 day and the other days because they will join the rally or something like that against WTO. They send some people to, if you have a rally, then watch out. Be careful if you want to go back home. So we were expecting like more than 5,000 people as usually. And this time they just come like no more than 2,000. So tomorrow it will be the test case. Why I say that our government is not Indonesian people's side? People have to aware that migrant workers, domestic helpers, has the right to live and work in the good condition. By using this kind of movement, the cultural movement, hopefully we can voice their problems. And their problem is the impact of the WTO, of course.